You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know how you lose that game, though. 581,
incredible.
8 conversions on third down, 37 points.
Pookie Nukes, 225 and 2.
How about that line?
Come on.
16 targets for Puka Nacua, 12 catches. 225 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I mean, Seattle was so outclassed in that first half. It was like their offense was basically that one screen pass for 40-some yards to Kenneth Walker. They didn't have much going, and yet they didn't trail by that much going into the second half, and they were just trying to play catch-up the entire time. And, of course, they did with, as you said, the punt return, the craziest two-point conversion I think I've ever seen, where everybody stopped.
Yeah.
The play was over. I understand the rule. I get that it may have even been applied correctly. I just know that that wouldn't sit well with me if I was the NFL. I don't know what to do about it. It's one of those things that I'm not making a great point here. I'm not going to do some sort of hot take or type deal. I just know that if everybody thinks the play is over and it stops and the whistle blows, you can't just be like, hey, I'll retrieve the ball for the referee and have that be a two-point conversion. I just know that I would try to do something about that.
So Sean McVay after the game made a similar point. He said, look, I grew up around this game. I've been around this game my whole life. I don't understand what happened on that play. And he was quick to say, I'm not making an excuse. We don't do that. It doesn't help us.
Right.
He didn't go as far as saying that's not why we lost, but I think that was kind of the point
he was making.
It's
a pretty big reason.
But the fact is, even after that two-point conversion, the Rams had other chances and didn't move the ball. Here's my question about this game that I find so interesting. It feels like watching that game on national TV that Matt Stafford may have taken a big step toward winning the MVP award. When you go out and you throw for 457 and 3 in your biggest game of the year against the best competition you're going to face, Seattle's number one defense in the NFL.
Yep.
Number one. And he throws for 457 and 3, right? You'd say, well, he's your MVP. But yet, in the fourth quarter, they went 3 and out on 3 straight possessions trying to put the game away.
Yep.
They had the ball 5 times after their early touchdown, the first minute of the fourth quarter or so. Punt, punt, punt. Missed field goal from distance. Punt in that final quarter.
Yep.
So here I am saying, I think he may have sealed up the MVP in that game. And then you look at it, and he had the ball 5 times at the end of the game. And it's a dependent position, and the whole offense did. I understand that. But they couldn't move the chains. They couldn't go get the field goal. They couldn't win the game. Does that get held against him? I'm not really sure how voters feel. I think you just look at the stat line of 457 and 3 against the number one defense, and you go, he did his part. But every time they got the ball back, I know from watching on television on Prime with Herb Street or listening to the Rams call coming back from the Caps game, what was being said by the play-by-play Rams broadcaster is, here's Matt Stafford's MVP moment. 3 and out punt, Here it is, three and out punt. So should he be the MVP after a game like that? Probably. But I don't know how voters will view it, is my point.
That's a great point. Because, as you're saying, you give me the net-net, which is 416-3 against the best defense in the sport in a must-win game, or not must-win, you know what I mean, like a major importance game for the one seed in both the division and the conference, I go, yeah, that's as impressive as you're going to find. But within the game, Seattle's defense stiffened, to their credit, whether it's an adjustment or a call here and there or who knows what. So they deserve some credit, too. They get paid to play.
There was one bad drop in there on a 2nd and 8. I think it was Parkinson. Cody Parkinson on 2nd and 8, like on the little out route to the sideline,
yeah,
with the ball in his hands.
Yep,
otherwise, though, that was kind of the only one where they really let him down.
Right.
Here's the other point on that MVP thing, though. Historically speaking, and we could check this, but if you're a quarterback and you don't win your division, it's really hard to win MVP. Now, I think this year will be different because I think Stafford will win, especially
with three teams that are going to win 12 or 13 games in that division.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you win, let's say 13 games. Let's say they win their last two and you're 13-4.
Yep.
I don't care if you won your division or not. You're a 13-4 team. But it has been held against quarterbacks for years that they don't win their division. And so in the case of, Drake May, if he wins the AFC East, maybe that's used as a check mark in his corner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that should be a determining factor. I just know that oftentimes that's how the voting goes.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, this again, that division is so special. Arizona notwithstanding, but there are going to be three teams that finish with at least 12 wins. That kind of tells you the story, right?
Only twice has the AP NFL MVP award gone to a quarterback on a team that didn't win its division, according to the Toby Altizer Research Department.
Both with the Colts, interestingly enough.
2008, Peyton Manning. 1967, Johnny Unitas. So this is kind of my point. Now, I think this year could be unique enough that we erase some history, but last night was a big shot against winning the division for the Rams. Could it have been a shot against the MVP award for Stafford? I don't think May played well enough in that Bills game to have any momentum, but they still have three games left now. So if you play really well in three games, you win the division, you get to, what would that be, 14 wins for them, I think?
Yep.
14-3 to the Rams, 13-4. I could see May still winning it. But, man, we're saying this after Stafford last night went 457-3.
There's also enough bold ink now for Stafford where he's, I think he's 14 TDs ahead of the next leader, which, again, if it's a couple, you go, okay, fine, whatever. That didn't make that much of a difference. But leading the league in yards, leading the league in quarterback rating, adjusted net yards per attempt. There's enough bold ink there for an excellent football team that, gives you an idea. And, again, that was without Devonta Adams last night, too. That's their goal line cheat code.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of his touchdowns have come, and they found another way to do it. He's having a special enough year that I don't think last night will hurt his case. But again, a nuanced, informed voter could absolutely make that argument. Where what would the MVP do in this situation? You drop the next place guy in that same spot. Would he have performed better in those? Was it five drives
right,
they had a chance
Josh
to go
Allen
win it?
If Josh Allen gets those five drives, do you get points?
You feel like you would have,
point,
right? I mean, again,
right?
That's what makes this discussion so fun.
So other side of this is the Seattle Seahawks. This is an unfair thing I'm about to say about Seattle.
Oh.
Who I love this team. I like Mike McDonald, their head coach. I love this defense. I think their skill guys on offense are well put together, led by elite wide receiver Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who was shut out in the first half and still went 8-for-96 and a touchdown last night. Just a monster final quarter in overtime for him as he caught the big touchdown to give them the win. As I watched that game last night, Danny, I came to the realization, and this is going to sound a little shouty show, so I'm going to apologize in advance. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl with Sam Darnold at quarterback. Now, Sam Darnold doesn't get enough credit. Okay, number one. Number two.
By the way, this is, yes.
He made some big boy throws.
Yes, he did.
The stretch run last night, he made a couple of dime, just ridiculous, big time, put you on my back and win the football game throws in overtime. He did everything he needed to do.
Uh-huh.
270 yards and two touchdowns after his second interception last night. But.
However.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As I watched them, I thought, do I trust this team with this quarterback? And this is one of those where maybe you end up being wrong, and I'm willing to be. I think there are other teams I feel this way about right now, where you just kind of go, do I think Darnold can win the Super Bowl this year playing at this level? And sometimes, I don't know if it's right or wrong, it's that's how you can go about kind of figuring out who's a real Super Bowl contender or not. I don't think they beat the Rams in the playoffs with Stafford playing the way he is. What do you make of that assessment? Because it's not my normal way of trying to evaluate, but I just couldn't shake it last night watching them. I'm like, you know, number one defense in the league, really awesome offense. Kenneth Walker's running wild, 11 carries for 100 yards, averaging 9 a pop. Charbonnet's really good at the goal line. But Darnold against the Rams has thrown 6 picks.
Six interceptions.
He's just made one too many bad mistakes.
It is the way the rest of us think a lot of times. Right, this is a very not Grant Paulson view of things, right? Where you would naturally and understandably buck at somebody going, yeah, that guy's just not clutch, and you're just that's so annoying.
And it's coming from someone who thinks Darnold gets a raw deal because he's not in the cool kids club.
I think both are true.
But yet now I'm holding it against him.
He's underappreciated, and also not that guy, pal. Like that's the pathology right there. You have seen those meltdown games, and everybody. A lot of people just sort of feel, yeah, that's coming. Like, they won in spite of some of his mistakes last night.
Okay, but if I'm ruling out Darnold, and I'm saying the Seahawks probably can't win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold as quarterback, mm-hmm. then shouldn't I also rule out Denver because of Bo Nix? It's a very similar setup.
It's up to you. Now,
great defense. Yeah. I think they have a better collection of skill group around him. Should I rule out Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence?
Now, I will there, but for Nix, I don't know. I mean, he is...
He played great last couple of weeks.
He is more Craig the Caretaker than Darnold is. Darnold, they're like, yeah, man, size it up, make some big boy throws. And that leads to gets fooled in coverage where the Rams have a zone that looks like man, and it's brilliant. They have, you know, the dropping defensive tackle on that goal line play. They've got a nice little secret sauce against him. So maybe somebody else is able to copy that, et cetera. For Bo Nix, it's more make a couple plays a game, kid. Other than that, you know, we're you know, just sort of keep it on cruise control, 55 in the slow lane, I feel like.
I can rule out the Colts based on their quarterback situation.
Agreed.
I feel like I'm going to rule out the Steelers because they're not good enough on offense.
Yeah, not good enough anyway.
Jacksonville then feels like it's in that same group.
Uh-huh.
In the NFC, who do you do that with? I mean, if this is just based on quarterback play, Caleb Williams isn't good enough yet.
That's
but I'm not willing to do that because they run the ball so well and they turn you over. It's harder in the NFC, I think, because you've got Love, Purdy, who's been in Super Bowls, Stafford.
Hurts.
The NFC South, I mean, neither of those teams are good enough
right. Anyway.
Hurts has won a Super Bowl. Maybe Williams and Darnold are the only two I really don't truly trust out of the NFC playoff teams, if that's the metric. And I don't think it should be, but I'm watching that game last night and I'm going, they're about to be the one seed in the NFC. I should be feeling like this is a Super Bowl team, and they are in every other way. And maybe it's just the disrespect of Darnold. Maybe if that was Matt Stafford, who's had the exact same season, the exact same throws and interceptions and touchdowns, maybe I'd feel differently, and I'm just holding it against Darnold.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.